and Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the bottom of the Yomad. Omar Rav Asi, Iso Shalmaiso Shaini, Ledivrei Rameya, Pturim Yinachala. Iso Shalmaiso Shaini, so according to Rameya, Rameya holds Maiso Shaini is Momen Gevoya, Pturim Yinachala. So it's Potem Yinachala, because by the Chi of Chalav it says Arisei Seichem, it has to be your Momen, and if it's Momen Gevoyas, it's not your Momen. Ledivrei Chachomim, according to the Chachomim hold, Maisa Sheini is not Momen Gevoyas, it's Momen Hedyet, so Chayebes Bechala, so be Chayev Bechala. So Trashi, Ledivrei Ramei Adama Perik Sheini, the Kedushin Maisa Momen Gevoyahu, Ptura Minachala, Kedem Meforish, Risei Seichem Ksiv, Beloi Shal Gevoya. Says Risei Seichem. That's by Mitzvah's Chala. Matzois shall maisa shayni. What's matzois shall maisa shayni? L'divei Rav Meir, ein odem yoytzei bo yedei chayvosei bepesa. Also the same thing. We'll see soon that by matzah you also need it has to be matzascha, it should be shaloi. So if it's maisa shayni, it's mama gavoye. L'divei chachomim, yoytzei bo yedei chayvosei bepesach. Esrik shall maisa shayni. You also need lachem. L'divrei Rav Meir ein yoytzei bo yedei chayvosei biyontiv. L'divrei Chachomim odam yoytzei bo yedei chayvosei biyontiv. So we have three tziyurim where you need shaloi, chale, matze, and esrig. And Rav Asi is saying in all these three cases, according to Rav Meir, it's maaser sheni, and it's momen gavoya, so one is not yoytzei. According to the Chachamim, one will be Yoytze. There's a very interesting diuk that the Gilyoyne HaShas and the Rishash make. When the Gemara speaks about Esrig, the Gemara says, Odom Yoytze bo yedei chayvosei biyontev. The Gemara doesn't say besukis, because you don't need shaloi, the whole sukis chalamoy sukis, you don't need shaloi, only yontev you need shaloi. So Memela, so therefore the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, ein odem yoytze bo yedei chayvosei biyontev. Chalamoid you'll be yoytze, because you don't need shaloi. Now by matzah, the Gemara says, ledivrei Rav Meir, ein odem yoytze bo yedei chayvosei bepesach. Now why didn't he say yontev? Why did he say pesach? Pesach seems to include the whole Shivas Hayomim. So the Gyoin Yesh asks, what's the bingarai, that is like a mitzvah of Achilles Matzah Kol Shiva, and you need Shaloi Kol Shiva, in order to make him this mitzvah Kiyumis Al Koponim. That's what the Gyoin Yesh wants to say. The Rishash wants to say, he didn't say Yontif, because by Pesach Sheini, you also need Matzah Shaloi. So therefore he didn't want to say Yontif, so he said Pesach. Pesach is Parve, includes Pesach Sheini, which you also have to eat Matzah, it also has to be shaloi. My shvager wanted a tiny, it could be bechlal the dik is not too gefelach. Bishloime by esrig, so there's a difference between yontev and chalamoid. Yontev you need shaloi. Chalamoid you don't need shaloi. So memele, so therefore he's pinpointing when you need shaloi. In yontev you won't be yoytze. You can't say in sukkah you won't be yoytze because there's days in Sukkot she will be Yoytze. Masha'en came by Pesach, it's not, the din Shaloi is not totally in Yontev also. You only need Shaloi at night, Erev Toich Lomatzes, then you need Shaloi. So by saying in the second day Yontev, there's also no din of Shaloi. So Yontev is not pinpointing the mitzvah more than Pesach. So you're not mechayev to eat matzah in yontiv, you're not mechayev to eat matzah in Pesach, it's only the balayla, be'erev techlo matzahs. So therefore, Siddhi would say, so the Kashi should say leil Pesach. No, he didn't want to be marach. But could be yontiv is not more pinpointing the chiyev than the word Pesach. Let us see Rashi. U'matzah shol maiser sheini l'diver ameinu adam yaitzibo, afilu loidorish oini loshen aninis. Afilu, we won't darshan. Abyeise glilu, we had before darshan's lechem oini, that a lechem that's nechel baninis, and from that we am a mayit maestro shein. So, Rashi says, Avasi saying, Afilu, we don't hold like Abyeise glilu, but in a matzah shaloi, veloi shal govoya. A kamen porich, miksiv matzaschem. Where did you get this halacha that you need matzah shaloi? Zuck the Gemara weiter. Du tog mal maske vlo rapop. Bishloi me ise, der siva risa iseiche, mishal lochem. Es rignami der siva lakachtem lochem, lochem mishal lochem ye, es te biyoz. Hele matze miksiv matzaschem, omarove vitem ravyeme bashlem ye, os ye lechem lechem. Es a gzei rishov, ksiv hocha lechem oini, וכסיב הוסם בהויה בחולכם מלחם האורץ. So just like by מעלה הולם משלכם, just like by חלה, there's a din of לחם because it says אריסה יסייכם, אף כאן משלכם. So here also you need לחם by מצה. So the Gemara, לימה מסייה, לימה מסייה לי. Let's say we have a guy from this Bereise to Rabasi. The Bereise says, Isa Shomaisa Shaini, Ptura Minachale, Divre Rameya. Vachome Moimrim Chayeves. So we see that what Rabasi had said, that by Chale you won't be Yoitze according to Rameya, so is they claw on the Bereise. Frag the Gemore, Leime Messiah, that's called a Seyua, Haino Hach, that's Mamish what he said, that's not called a Seyua. And with the Gemore, Ochikoma, Leime Midepligi Beise Bahanach Nami Pligi, that's the Rai. That means Rav Asi said, by three cases, my Sesheni will not be good according to Rav Meir. So that's the Gemore. The Gemore is saying, just like we see, that by the case of Chale, that he said according to Rameya, it's no good. So we see in the Baraisa clause that it's no good according to Rameya, so should we say that who had in by Matzah and Esrig, it also won't be good according to Rameya, me the pligi be'isim, since we see clause the Baraisa that by Chala there is a machloikis Rameya and the Chachomen. Bahanech nami pligi, so who had in by Matzah and Esrig, according to Rameya, won't be good. I do me shani hosom dechsiv arisa iseichem trei zimni. It could be davke by chale, it says twice arisa iseichem, so there you need a bailus gemure. But by esrig and matzah, since it only says there once, or by esrig let's say, matzah lechere we learn out the gzere shove, but from Chala, so Lachay should be gleich to Chala, but by Esrig, it only says once Lachem, so perhaps there could be, a fellow according to Rameya, will be Yoitze. Let us see Rashi. Ochi koma, leima mesaya ho lechol milsei deravasti, debedoho pligi, be Esrig nami pligi. That was the shail of the Gemara. Or maybe not. Could be davke by chale, because it says trei zimni. Avol hosom, but by esrig, lochem, that what it says, lochem lemutei shol vegozel. Could be the lochem of esrig is only mamayit shol vegozel. Avol esrig shomai so sheini, hai dis yaiv leila chile, nofik beiva filu l'rameya. Since this yaiv leila chile could be his yaitza filu according to Rameya. What does Rashi mean to say? Rashi means to say as follows. There's a Nesivis in Kehilas Yaakov on Ebenezer that says that the din, according to Rameya, Maiser Sheni is Momin Gavoya. That does not mean that the Bailim doesn't have any Schusim. He sure does have Schusim. He has a Schus Achila. He has a Schus Achila to eat the Momin Gavoya. That means it's not called his mammon, but he has a schus to eat this mammon. He's a bailim to eat this mammon. And this schus cannot be stolen from him. That means someone will take it away. It's mammon gavoya, so what are you a yachsen? He says, no, The Bailam Amaisa Shaini has a schus to eat the Moment Gavoya. He has a schus achila. He has a schus achila in Moment Gavoya. So there is some sort of a shaloi. And this Bailas, he could be makna to someone else. So Mamel, that's what the Gemara means. So the Gemara means, it says, Lakachtam lochem by Yoim Marishin by Eslik. So how much lochem do you need? Does it have to be completely yours? Or perhaps a mitzvah's Bailas is also sufficient? So Bishloim by Chalat says twice Harisei Seichem. So there were Mamayit Maisa Shaini, because that was Mamayit. You need, it says twice Harisei Seichem. So Mamayit, we need a Bailas Gemura. Laafuki Maisa Shaini according to Ramei. But by Esrig, it only says once Lochem. So I would think that what he has a schus achila, that what he possesses a schus achila. That's what Rashi says, this yayiv leila achila. It was given to him to be able to eat. Not he can, it's his for eating. He has schus achila in it. But he has a schus achila in Momen Gavoya. So I would think that's sufficient to give it a din shaloi. It's memele, so therefore it's only leima messiahle. Zog Teisves, Osi lechem lechem, hiksha rida leinish, kivin di alfinon lechem lechem. Since we have a gzere shove, the be'ine in matze shalochem, amai itzrich le'el le'mu'uti, shlo yotza betevel, so why do we need a mute? Before, daf lamet heim at beis, ad rosh alay soichel olof chomet, shivi shomit toichel olof matzis, kol mi shi yeshnim shim at toichel chomet, mi shi suri mi shim bal toichel chomet. Yotza tevel, that the Yisr is alts tevel, not alts chomet. Teifek lei, the boy shall lochem, why do you need a special limud? You need lochem. Vetevel, ain't no shall lochem. And tevel is not shall lochem. How do you know that tevel is not shaloi? Toho esrik shol d'mai, d'mar shri beisilu b'lulav ha-gozul. The Gemara says in Perek Lulav ha-gozul that an esrik shol d'mai is kosher, according to beisilu, meforesh osam, why is it kosher? Mishum dibo imavkel nichsev avi oni v'chozile, hashto nami, shelochem kerinon bei. So the Gemara says, since he's bekoyach to make himself an oni, and then it would be chosiloi, so it's considered that it's now lochem. So we see from the Gemara that by dmai, there's a chesoren of lochem, without the slumdes of iboi mavkele nichse. There's a chesoren of lochem. Mashme de tevel gomu lechoshiv shalochem. So by stois, dmai, there's a slumdes, because in mavkele nichse, he's an oni. Then there's no chiyav afrosha. It's what chiyav afrosha is there on demai. The chayid is a chiyav afrosha on trumas maisa. He's mafre, he's a chiyav afrosha on maisa also, but the maisa he keeps for himself by demai. But trumas maisa he has to give to a koi. So we see from the Gemara, without this lomdus of iboy mafker nichsei, so demai would not be considered lochem, because there's in the demai, there's momen hashevet, there's trumas maisa. So that alone makes it ois lochem. So that makes it ois lochem. So mamela tevel, yizicha, it's not lochem. In every tevel, you have maisa, and truma gedoyla, and trumas maisa, maisa roni. You have here momenis that in the tevel this mu'urev momen sha'inei shaloi. The shevet has schusim in the tevel. One of the two. Either Taisus learns that in tevel the shevet has schusim already, that means there's momenis of the shevet in tevel. Or Aphila, you won't say that, but Al Koponim, since there's a Chiv Nesine on the Bailim to give Matonis to the Shevet, so that Guf is Megareya, the Shem Shaloi. It's not called Shaloi, if I'm a Chiv to give away a Chalik of this to Kahanim, to Leviim, to Aniim. But Al Koponim, whatever the Lomdus is, it says in the Gemara in in it says in the Gemara in Sukkah that that an esrik shel tevel felt nishaloi because of the momen hashevet hamorav boy, the momen hashevet shemachuyev that he's mechuyev to give away. So memele, so why do you need now a new drasha of leisoich lol of chomet shivisham toich lol of matzis? The tiritzri, so the read said as follows: esrik shel tevel leichoshev shaloi. Esek shel tevel is talking not considered shaloi the way you understood pshat. Kivin shet zorich litein mimenu lekoyin ulelevi ubeinin sheyekol haesrik shaloi. You need that the whole esrik has to be his. Avol samemela, the whole esrik is not his. There's a chelik of the esrik that is already mamon hashevet or has to be given to the shevet. So this felt in the bailus on the esrik. Avul matzah, but if you have matzah shel tevel, shimochel kol kachs. Afilu, let's say he ate 5 kizaisim. So in this 5, he ate 5 kizaisim b'chdeyach shir achilas pras. So afilu, we'll assume in these 5 kizaisim, there's 1 kizayis, which is not his. 1 kizayis has to be given away for the shevet. Afal pikein, avol matzah shimochal kol kach shimoy yenoisim ene truma imaiser mimasha ochal akati ochal shir matzah. That means by matzah, that's also true, that if he ate 5 kizaisim, so we'll say 1/5 or 1/4, 1/4 of what he had eaten does not belong to him, but 3/4 does belong to him. So if in the 3/4 the yerek kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, he'd be yoitze. Akati ochel shir matzes choshev shaper shaloi. So memele tevel a shaper called shaloi. Therefore, we need a new limud of leisoichel olav chometz. Verashba tiritz de itzrach leelkho leheicho shema sheyafresh yiyye shaloi. Verashba says, no, I don't have to come on to this chilek. The pasuk we need, if lamasha yafresh yeshaloi, if he's such a person that could be a recipient of the matonis, kigoyin im hu koyin oy levi oy yisrael oni. Let's talk about a koyin oni. So a koyin oni is uktamasha. So memele there is no problem. The truma he can take for himself. Maiserishin, according to one mandiyam, is also lekanim. He can also take for himself. Tumis maiser, he can take for himself. Maiseroni, as the chanoni yoichet, he also can take for himself. So memele, so the mominis that's kolul in the tevil, he can take for himself. So there's no chesaron in shaloi over here. So it's everything is called shaloi. That's if he's a koyin. Oy levi oy yisrael oni, or could be it's speaking about that a levi oy yisrael oni, the notamen kvar trume maiserishin de shalachem karinabe. They took off trume and maiserishin. So memeila, so there's no trumas maisa also there. That was already taken off. And you're only missing maiseroni. It's tevela maiseroni. The tevela maiseroni is, he's as the chanoni. So memeila, so on that, there's no chesorin of shaloi. So he says he can make an akimte that there won't be a chesorin of shaloi. If the oni is if the oichel is right to be a recipient of the matonis which are mu'uriv in the tevel, that's what Taisus answers. The Agos Marav Rancheberg brings down Ein Shailos Achuvish Agus Arye Sheze Neged Shas Techulin Shafilu me oni shabi Yisrael meitzin as a meiser oni v'tzorchin. Shagasaya asks on Taisvis that a oni shabi Yisrael that grows tfue, he's not allowed to keep the meiser oni for himself. He has to give it to someone else. So memela, so what's Taisvis teret? That he's an oni, but even though he's an oni, but he's not permitted to take the meiser oni from his own tevel. So, zweite Natschaloi. Doch Zanish wants to verempfen the Shagasayas Kashe, that that din, that, that an Oni is not permitted to take his Maiser Oni, that is only if it grew by him. If it grew by him, so Memela, so then the din is Lahazer Oni al Shaloi, he's not Mechuyev, he's not permitted to take that Maiser Oni, he has to give it a different Oni. But let's say you have Tevel that grew by an Oshel. So Memela, so the Chivas Chal to give to an Oni, and then the Oshel sold or gave Bematone this Tevel to an Oni. So now this Oni, since it did not grow by him, so Memela, this Oni can take, the Aloch is not that an Oni that is Mafrish is Mechuyev to give the Maisa Oni to another Oni. The Aloch is that the one who it grew by, he's Mechuyev to give it to another Oni. But if Lemaisa, Lemaisa gave it to a different Oni, the Tevel, now even though the Mafrish is an Oni, so there's no halacha that he's not permitted to take the Maiseroni. We're going to a little problem. If Lakuach is Chayiv, if Lakuach is Potter, that's called Lakuach, if it's not called Lakuach, but Al Kaponim, that is what the Chazenish says. Let us go further. Zuk the Gemara. Boy Rab Shimon ben Lokish. Mao sheyetze odom yedei chaybosoi bechale shomaiso shayni birushalayim. Will a person be yetze with chale shomaiso shayni birushalayim? That means, just to refresh our memories, we had before, achloikis habikivin Rab Yosi Aglili, if one is yetze b'maiso shayni. Beisek Lili holds one is not yaitze b'maisa sheini b'Yerushalayim because it's need lechem oini, lechem that's mutter von oinon to eat. So maisa sheini is out of the picture. Rabbi Kiva holds that one is yaitze b'maisa sheini. The Gemara of Lamed Vav Amud Beis asked, what is this different than Bikurim? Bikurim, Rabbi Kiva holds one is not yoytze bibikurim, because it says b'chol meshveisaychem, you need a machol that's nechol b'chol meshoveis, and bikurim are only nechol b'Yerushalayim. So the Gemara is, soy bezoy, maisha sheni, also one shouldn't be yoytze, because also only nechol b'Yerushalayim, not b'chol meshoveis. So the Gemara answered, matzas ribe. There's a ribui, and with this ribui, we're marbe maise shen. Matzah shal maise shen. So the Gemara asked, my chazis. So the Gemara answered, because, be'etzem, maise sheni, there's a potential that it could be eaten b'chol meshavis. How is that possible? That if it became tomeis, even though it was brought into Yerushalayim, one is permitted to be paided. It says, Leisuchal Seisoi, Vein Seis, Ela Loshan Achille. Whenever you are unable to eat it, there's a het opinion. So, Memela, so if this Maiser Sheini would become Tomei, it would be possible that it could be eaten Bechol Meshavis. So, Memela, so I have a Matzes Ribe, that Maiser Sheini is considered Nechel Bechol Meshavis, and Yoyaitse. So now, that's according to Rabbi Kiva. So now, boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. Mao sheyetzei odom yidei chayvosei bechalo shomaisel sheini b'Yerushalayim. That his maisel sheini, he was mafri, he made an ise, and he was mafrish chala. Alibid, so memele, so what is the shail? So the Gemara explains. Alibid, Rabbi Yosi Aglili leiti boiloch. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's no shaila whatsoever. Hashte bechulin loy nofik. Madoch bechulin. It's not chala. You have this potential of being mechel b'chol meshavis. If it'll become tome. Afal pikein, he holds you not yoitze. Because it's not nechel loino. Bechalose mi boy. So chale. Yizicha bom piyoy. Tzukas will see soon. Chale is not nechel b'chol meshoves. Afil will become tome. Kiti boy lo chalib de Rabbi Kiv. But according to Rabbi Kiv, do kemeklar mashayl. Bechulon udenofi. Could be Rabbi Kiv holds. My so shiny. That is chulon. That is not chale. And you yoytze. Why are you yoytze the mitmo if it will become tome? Yeshlem heta b'mayshavus. Even though ba'asher husham, the way it is now, it's ma'aser sheini toil. It's not nechel b'chol mayshavus, but it is also considered nechel b'chol mayshavus since there's a possibility that if it will become tome, it's possible to be paid it. If it will be rishalayim, then it'll be nechel b'chol mayshavus. So it's called nechel b'chol mayshavus. Then after matzos chib, you don't need bepoil, it should be nechel b'chol meshavis. A potential nechel b'chol meshavis is also sufficient in order to be kosher for matzah. Avo chale, but what if you have ma'isa shayni shal chalo? So now it's toil. Now it's toil, I have a problem, it's not nechel b'chol meshavis, you can't take it out of Yerushalayim. Now what was the whole truth? The imitma yeshlam heta b'chol meishoves. So b'chulonu the nofik the imitma yeshlam heta b'meishoves. So memele, so is a potential to be eaten b'chol meishoves. Ayidei pidyon if it'll become tummy. Avol chalim. But since this is chalo, so The mitme, if it will become tome, last lahata b'may shavis. And it won't be able to be eaten at all. L'sreif ozlo. And you'll have to burn it. Loi nofik, some amele, you can't be yaitse, mamon of shech. That means how, whatever you look at the matzav, it's no good. Basher usham, it's anechel b'chol may shavis, it's toil. It'll become Tomei, so then it also won't be Nechel, then it's not Nechel, period. So it never will have a matzah that'll be Nechel b'chol meshavis. Eidul mamrinin, hoyil ve'ilu le'koro le'shem ve'itme. This is a svar of hoyil. Exactly what the svar of hoyil is, we'll see in Taisus. Eidul me, this is a svar of mrinin, hoyil ve'ilu le'koro le'shem. What would be the din if he would not have been kaira shem chal on the ma'isa shem? The itman, it would become tami islaheta b'maisha b'ay smenofik boy could be yaitzim. So hashta nami nofik. So even though now he was kaira shem, but there's a svore chayil ve'ilu leikar ha'ashem. Since if he wouldn't have been kaira shem, he would be yaitzim. So Mamela gave Manishan that the Paili was Kairishan. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. The Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Omar Leel, Yotso Zeh, Sheini Nechel Banin. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's nothing what to clear about. Bechulun Lachesh and Nitlo Chalos, Ilo Nofik, Bechulun Didei. So Vahad Givis, by Chalok, Kitiboch or Bekiva, Dloy Dorishoyin. Umil heta b'moishovis boy, k'demit la'el bikurim mehay taim. The Gemara was ma'ayit bikurim, Rabbi Kiv was ma'ayit bikurim, because it's not nechel b'chol meishovis. So ma'ayit v'shein iribo, mishum dis b'yata meishovis afil olacha shenichnes il rishalai. He was mar b'ma'ayit v'shein, because afil olacha shenichnes il rishalayim. Im nitmo, if it'll become tomei, so there's a het opinion, krabalozom. So that's why it's called nechel b'chol meishovis, because it's still potentially nechel b'chol meishovis if it'll become tomei. Yes, dafke ma'aser sheini shel chulin, aber ma'aser sheini shel chalal l'sreifa ozlom. The trumat meyem asure b'achilin. This is also b'achila. Ba'ayda tahayra. Kozman it's tahayra. In laheta b'meishaveis. Mishum da ma'isa sheini. Because it's ma'isa sheini. Ba'asa dekaltua mechitzis. And after it entered Yerushalayim. Les leip diya. doesn't have any p'diyah. I do ma hoyu v'ilu loy kogel Hashem chale isla heta b'may shabais. If, since, that if it wouldn't have been kogel Hashem chale, would have had heta b'may shabais. Im nitma. V'nafik. So it could be yaitse. Im nitma. It would have heta b'may shabais. Im nitma. Therefore, v'nafik. Therefore, is yaitse afilu. Afilu, it didn't become tamei, because it's a potentially nechel b'chol may shabais. Hashdenami leipoke teres matzamino, b'shem kriya shem chala. So now, the teres matzah, the hershe matzah is not nifka, because of the shem kriya shem chala. Do chala ba'alme leinavki mechlal matzah. There's nothing wrong with chala. Chala, one can be mekai mitzvah matzah, because it's not masnis, b'kahanam b'chala. The whole reason is why this matzah it wouldn't be yaitzim mishum dasur alay b'may shavis, because it's also b'may shavis. He says al chale, this is no problem. The whole problem is that because of the shem ma'aser sheini, amrin and hoyul. So on ma'aser sheini we have a lamdus of hoyul v'nitma. So Mamele could be paid it. So Benofik, therefore he could be Yaitz. Let us see Taisvis. Hey Dilma. Then we'll come back to the previous Taisvis. Taimalari. So the Ri says it's a very interesting hoyel. That means you're turning the dial back. You're changing what really occurred. So Taimalari I amrit hoyel. If you, there's a svar of hoyel. Im kein bekurim nami nechol im b'chol meishvei seichem. So bekurim is also nechol b'chol meishavis. Hoyu, v'loi kori leishem. That means in order to get a shem bekurim, you have to be kori shem. If you wouldn't have been kori shem, it wouldn't have been bekurim. So if there's such a hoyu, if you wouldn't have ilu loi kori lo shem chale, so you say such a hoyu, whatever the hoyu could mean, say the same svara by bekurim. Yesh loimer de loidomi. The shem bikurim ain't a nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. The shem of bikurim is not nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. Abul hoche shem chale nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. Chale is nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. Vechein shem meisel lechudei is also nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. Hilkach b'chales meisel Omer Shaper Hoyul Bulay Kori Lo Shem. So here there's a svara to say Hoyul Bulay Kori Lo Shem. So what is Pshat in Tosfos Teretz? So the stipler in Sechta Sukkim wants to be mevayer Tosfos Teretz as follows. So we can clear a chikire. We hear with Roshim that b'chol meishvei seichem tells us that one is not yoytze mitzvah smatze unless it's nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. So we have to declare, is this a sibbe or a simen? That means as follows. Is this a reason? That the loch is that you need a matze that's nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. If that kufa, what it's not nechel, that kufa passels. The Torah said you need a matzah that's nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. That would be called a sibbe. Now, if this would be a sibbe, so then it's very shver the gemara. So because was geit meron, then you can't say hoyel. Lemaise, this has a sibbe not to be yaitze. It's not, this is not the maise sheini, that is chala, is not nechel b'chol meishavis. Hoyel is only crying over spilt milk, but the mice is not nechel b'chol meishvei seichem. So the title says that is napshat. B'chol meishvei seichem is a gilui that the shame meisel sheini, since the shame meisel sheini is since the shame meisel sheini is a sibbe. Is since the shame I so shiny is a sibe not to be nechel b'chol meishavis, so the Torah wrote b'chol meishvei seichem to be megale, that if you have the issa that is on the matzah, the shem isa shein, it is on the matzah, this passels the matzah. That's, but the drosha is that a shem, a kedusha, an issa, that is moineya achila b'chol meishoves, that passels the matzah. Let me say over the lashon of the stipler. The ma'asha umra teure, deini nechel b'chol meishoves ein yoitzim boy, einei mipnei ha-metziyish she'einei nechel. Not because b'poyol, it's not nechel, so therefore you're not yoitzim. Ela simne, it's only a simen. The dobo sheyesh boy isa hamoinoi milechel b'chol meishoves poslosei atoyre lematzah. Something that possesses an isa, a shem, that this shem is amoineya for achila b'chol meishoves, so this shem is posel lematzah. So therefore it's a zayi. So memeila bishleima by bikurim, the Shem Bikurim is Moinei Achila B'chol Meishoves. So the Shem Bikurim passels matzah. This Shem is Mufka from a matzah that has a Shem Bikurim on it, a matzah that has Kedushas Bikurim on it, a matzah that has Isuri Bikurim on it. Since the Shem Bikurim is a Moinei from Achila B'chol Meishoves, so therefore the Torah was Memayit, the Shem, but it's not kosher for Matzah Shal Mitzvah. But the Gemara says over here, Abba by Meiser Sheini, the Shem Meiser, that's only a probit. That means, if it wouldn't have been called a Shem, Chale Bechlalas Nechel Bechom Meshavis. The problem is not in the Chale. The problem is because of the Meiser Sheini. So Meiser Sheini is also not a Shem. That's Moineya Achila B'chol Meishoves, because Meishah Shein is Nechel B'chol Meishoves. Now I have a coincidence, I have a Sibet study, I have that it came together, Chala and Meishah Shein, and God now, it's not Nechel B'chol Meishoves, but in this matzah there's not one Shem, that's Moineya Achila B'chol Meishoves, Mitzad Hashem Meiser, it's Nechel B'chol Meishoves, Mitzad Hashem Chalitz Nechel B'chol Meishoves. So Memele, so that what B'mitcha they came together, and now it's not Nechel B'chol Meishoves. This alone is not a sibe to pass all the matzah. That's what Taisva says. V'oitikshe Yamret Hoyo. As if there's a svara of hoyol. So I say, when you don't look at bepoyol if it's nechel or not, there's a svara of hoyol. Is ma'aser sheni nami nechel b'chol meishvei seichem hoyol v'loy halu liyerushalayim. We learned the sugya before. We said over this kasha b'shem demaram chalav. But here Taisus asks the kasha. Taisus asks, why do you need Rabbi Lozo? The Gemara says. The Gemara says that why is Meiser Sheini Nechel B'chol Meishoves? Because if it would become Tomei, he'd be able to be paid, and then it'd be Nechel B'chol Meishoves, so Memele, so that's why the Shein Meiser is called Nechel B'chol Meishoves. In fact, places might even to come onto the Chiddush of a Belozah that you can be paid Tomei in Yerushalayim. I have a different Hoyol. Hoyol, if it wouldn't have been brought into Yerushalayim, it could be paid it. Before, so Memele, the whole din of Mechitza Likloid, that is a din that it entered Yerushalayim, you lost your Koyach opinion, that's after it entered Yerushalayim. But before it entered Yerushalayim, Zicha could be paided. So Memele, so this is Nechel B'chol Meishoves. Hoye v'lei elu Yerushalayim. V'amai itzrich luk mila'el ki Rabbi Lozo. V'yeshloim, di lav mishum de Rabbi Lozo loichoshev shem ma'ase nechel b'chol meishvei seichem mishum de hoyo v'loy le'el Yerushalayim k'moy shein loimer hoyo v'loy koreloy shem ma'ase. This is similar to hoyo v'loy koreloy shem ma'ase. So what does Taisvus mean? That means without Rabbi Lozo, Since the Shem Meiser Sheini is Mechayiv to bring into Yerushalayim, that's what has to be done with Meiser Sheini. Meiser Sheini has to be brought into Yerushalayim, that's the tachlis of the Meiser Sheini, and to be in Yerushalayim. So Memele, the Shem Meiser Sheini brings with it an Issa Meishavis, because that's what has to be done with Meiser Sheini. So what do you say, Hoyul, V'loi helei l'Yerushalayim, so that's equivalent to hoyo v'loi kor aloi shem maisa. And that you don't say such a thing. Now this is maisa, and the shem maisa shaboy is the sibe to make it unedible b'chol meshavis, because maisa sheni, abol l'Yerushalayim, is not necho b'chol meshavis. Therefore, we come on to Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said that even Meiser Sheini that was brought into Yerushalayim can still be eaten b'chol meishavis if it became nitma. That's why you need that, so that's why you need Rabbi Loza. But chale, you don't have a shem that it's not should not be eaten b'chol meishavis. The Shem Meiser is Nechel B'chol Meishavis, and the Shem Chal, that's only the pub, if it wouldn't be Chal. So you see, the Shem Meiser is not a Shem that is Meineya Achila B'chol Meishavis. That is how Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us go to the previous Taisus. Avul Chalosoi Di'i Mitmai. So the Gemara Retzad, the only oifen, it's nechel b'chol meishavis, it's al yedei will become tome. So the Gemara says, since it's chalif will become tome, it won't be nechel b'chol meishavis. Zu asugye kemandiyoma mechitza likleit diereis. So Taisvis, this sugye is going according to the mandiyoma that holds mechitza likleit diereis. The imid rabbonon, if we'll say, that the mechitza likleit rabbonon, that means that if I brought food into Yerushalayim, if I brought Meiser Sheni into Yerushalayim, I can still take it out and be poided. Yesh leheta meishavis, the yotza chutz lemechitza nifdis. I'm a mele, it never lost the heta meishavis. Can always be taken out min ha-toirem. Chutz lemechitza and all be nifde. That means you don't need Tabalozo's heter. Tabalozo's heter is that it has a heter meishavis, it will become tummy. And then we have a problem by chala. So Taisvis, that if, that's only if you hold mechitza likle teiraise. So then there's a problem, why is it called nechel b'chol meishavis? And that's only because it will become tummy. But if you hold mechitza likle terabono, so then there's a pot to push it a heter meishavis. The yotza chutzl mechitza niftis afilu toire. If you take it out, the pinyin will be chal. Inami. Kiven demida rabbonon ein lamp diye lechoshiv nechel b'chol meishavis. Now, Tais wants to say in the second teretz that no. Afilu, it's only eini nifta mida rabbonon. Afilu hold mechitza likleit is da rabbonon. Abo lamaise mida rabbonon is not nechel b'chol meishavis, only al yedei tume. So mail the gmok let a shayla b'maiso sheini shel chalo, since the heter of tume will not make it nechel b'chol meishavis, so mail it could be you're not yoitz. He says, so Taisus is mesupik, if mechitza likloit derabonon, could give it a din that it's eini nechel b'chol meishavis. The Shah HaMelech asks Akasha and Taisvis from a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says as follows. The Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, the person made a Sukkah al Gabi Abaheime. So what's the problem? If you make a Sukkah al Gabi Abaheime, so you can't use the Sukkah on Shabbos. You can't use the Sukkah on Yontif because Ein Oilin Al Abaheime Shabbos Aisus Akasa Gabi Ilon Aisus Akasa Gabi Abaheime. So Meila, it's not usable Shabbos and Yontif. So it's a in the pasuk says Chag Sukkah Tastcha Shivas Yomim. Need a Sukkah Haruuya Leshiva. Need a Sukkah that could be used. The Sukkah Vishesh Taken Gate has to be roi to last seven, to be able to be used 7 days. A sukkah, gabi behemah, a sukkah, gabi ilon, it's not roi to be used 7 days, because can use it Shabbos, and mishtamashin, can use it yontev, and mishtamashin be behemah. Rameya holds, Rabbi Yehuda says it's apostle of sukkah, and Rameya says, the midarais mirzechos. No, it's a kosher sukkah. I mean, a Torah, you can use it all 7 days. The Rabbanon of the Gozribo. The Rabbanon said you're not allowed to be oile. But because of the Rabbanon, you say it's apostle of sukkah. As I said, Rab Meir. So here we are, Machloikis, Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda. There's a din, you need a sukkah haruya l'shive. The sukkah has to be roi for 7 days, to be used 7 days. Sukkah al gabi behime minatoire, it's chosir roi l'shiva. You can use it all 7 days. Midrabonin, you can't use it for 7 days. So here we have machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, since Bepoil it's not roi l'shiva, it's not roi l'shiva. And Rabbi Meir says, midarais emirze chosir. It's chosir to be used 7 days minatoire. The Rabbonin said you can't use it. That won't pass all the sukkah. So agzeire the Rabbonin will not pass all the hechshir sukkah. Good, say la machloikis, Rab Yehud and Rab Meir. But the Sharamel Sotaisvis over here, Lechaira, we have here the same situation. We have here Maisa Sheini, that Minatoire, if you hold Mechitza Likloi Tarabonim, so Maisa Sheini Minatoire is Nechel Bechol Meshovis, you can take it out and be paided. The Rabbonon said, you can't be paided. So now the Shaila is Feltos, is this called Nechel Bechol Meshovis? So Tais is named on for a dover posh. It's called Eini Nechel B'chol Meshavis. Because since me the Rabboni say Mechitza Likloi, it's Eini Nechel B'chol Meshavis. Frag the Shara Melech, why didn't Tais make a visit? This is good, like Rab Yehuda, like Rab Meir, it shouldn't be good. Why does Tais ignore the Gemara in Sukkah? That's the Shara Melech's kasha on Tais. The Maise Choshev on the Shara Melech wants to say a beautiful text. I want to say there's a tremendous difference between the case of Sukkah and the case of Maisa Sheini. He says, by Sukkah, he says, the Sukkah by Emerson is roi to be, the Sukkah, the hefts of the Sukkah, it's roi to be used 7 days. It's only a din on the gavre, ein oilin be'ilon, ein oilin agabi beheme. So the din is, I'm not allowed to go on the beheme. So the gzeire de rabbonon that's on me does not make it a sukkah shein eruya l'shiva. That what is an iser gavre on a yid, he's not allowed to be oile. On a ilon, not allowed to be oile on a behemah, will not passel the sukkah. The sukkah is chazi. Merze chazi. The sukkah is chazi. The rabbonon de gozle, but they will go, you're not allowed to go up. So that doesn't make the sukkah shein eruya l'shiva. Ma she'en kein, when Chazal said, mechitza liklei te rabbonon, Lemaisi, you can't be paid at Chosil Yerushalayim. Something came into Yerushalayim, now the Maisa Sheini cannot be Nivda anymore. You'll take it out of Yerushalayim, you'll paid it to Pidyon is Nechal. Chazal or Mavkiya, the Din Pidyon. So Lemaisa, this is a Din in the Chavtze, the Maisa Sheini is not Roy Lehiyachil, the Chol Meshavis. Taketa da rabona, obo de maise sheini is na necha b'chol meshavis. Zog toch toisvis, so since here it's a din in the chefze, and it's a psul in the chefze, fakert, we have the aloche, that such a chefitz, that such a shem, that is not necha b'chol meshavis as apostle of matzah, so this chefze is not necha b'chol meshavis, it's not nifte, it can't be pointed. Not a din on the gavre, it's a psul in the chefze. It's a chesaron in the chetze. So memeila, Taisa says, afilu a chesaron, even though it's only midarabon, it's midarabon will be possible. Lechoshiv nech, even the bonin lempdi, lechoshiv nech al b'chol meishavis. Zog te gemore weite. Hike damri, ho v'adai loiti boiloch. The first shaila that we had, that Maiser Sheini, that is Chala. The first shaila was, do you say, the Maiser now it's not Nechel B'chol Meshavis, so do you say, Hoyil B'lei Korel Hashem Chala? So now the Gemara says, Ike Da Amri, Ho Vadi Loi Teboiloch. The Vadi Amrin and Hoyil. Yizicha say Hoyil. Ki teboiloch, Chala, Halakuach, Bekesef Maiser Sheini. The shaila is, if a person purchased chalem with mois meiser shein. Now, zolmen, oisrat na bissel oisen weinig, what the shaila is, and then we'll see in the weinig. Like this, the halacha is, a person has mois meiser sheini, so he purchases oichlem with this mois meiser sheini. The oichlem have kedushas meiser, and it's nechal birushalayim. Now there's a machloikis of Yehuda and the Chachamim if there is a din pidyon on lokuach b'mois ma'aser sheni. The Chachamim hold just like you can be paid the ma'aser sheni alone, can also be paid the lokuach b'mois ma'aser sheni. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, only ma'aser sheni can be nifted, but mois ma'aser sheni. The lakuach b'mois ma'aser sheni cannot be nifted. So now, let us speak about such a shaila. Let us speak about a shaila that, according to Rabbi Yehuda says that lakuach b'mois ma'aser sheni, lakuach b'mois ma'aser sheni does not have a din pinyan. So let's say like this: a person went and bought matzahs with mois ma'aser sheni. There's no din pinyan. You can't be paid it anymore. So l'chayre, there should be a sfora to say that l'kuach b'mois ma'aser sheni, you shouldn't be yoytze. You shouldn't be yoytze b'l'kuach b'mois ma'aser sheni because it's not nechol b'chol me'shavis. If it'll become tamei, it's not nechol b'chol me'shavis. There's no dimpidyon al l'kuach. So there's a sfora to say no. Hoyel, that means it can't be more chomel than ma'aser sheni alone. Ma'aser sheni alone is kosher lematzeh, because ma'aser sheni, the shame ma'aser sheni is nechal b'chol me'shavis ayde pidyon. So lekuach b'mois ma'aser sheni, the whole shem is the shem of ma'aser sheni. It's not more chomer than ma'aser sheni alone. So fakert, since the kedusha on the lekuach is lesser than the kedusha ma'aser sheni alone, so therefore it's not nitfas b'pidyon. The poil, you can't be poided. But al koponim, it's sicher not more chomo than ma'aser sheni. So if ma'aser sheni is kosher lematzeh, so there's a svaris, so if ma'aser sheni is kosher, so lekuach sicher should be kosher. That's one svaris. That's a hoil. If it wouldn't have been lekuach, it would have been kosher. So it's called Nechel B'chol Meshavis. So Lekuach shouldn't be worse than not Lekuach. Now, but here we're speaking about Tartil Reise. He went and he purchased Challah with this Mois Meiser Sheini. So now we have here another Tzad. We have here a Tzad that Afilu, that the whole Heta B'chol Meshavis Seichem is because all that the b'chol meshvei seichem is because if it would become tummy, there would be a din pidyon. Chalif would become tummy, it won't have a din pidyon. The pidyon it still won't be necha b'chol meshavis because chalat mei is also b'achila. So the shail in the gemara is that here I have two sibas that make it b'asheru sham einoi nechel b'chol meshavis. One siba is that it's lakuach, and another siba is that it is chala. Now let us see the Lashon HaGemara. Zok the Gemara. Kita bo lach chala al lakuach bekesef ma'aser sheni. That a person went and purchased chala with mois ma'aser sheni. Valibe da rabbon loyti bo lach, according to the rabbon, the bonon hold al lakuach. Here's a din pidyon. Es kiven domri yivde heine meiser. So this is like meiser sheini, just like meiser sheini. Just like meiser sheini is kosher lematzah, so lakuch is also kosher lematzah. It has all the aterim that meiser sheini has. Kiti boi lo chalibe de Rabbi Yehuda, de Omar Yikovel. Rabbi Yehuda holds that lakuach be meiser sheini, if it became tomei, there's no din pidyon. Der stand al kuch bekessel, meishe sheni, she nitmo yipode, rabi doime yikove. Mi amrinen hoyu, vi iloi lekuach habe, if it wouldn't have been lekuach, so would be kosher lematze. So me meile, so lekuach shouldn't be megareya. For hoyu, vloi kore lei shem, vi it me yesh lehetta be meishovis, vi nofik be ashtanami nofik be, and also, if it wouldn't have been chale, so the shem aiso sheni, the shame aiso sheni alone is not a shame that's moineya achila b'moishovis. So me mail that with its chale, now we have a sibit study that it's an echel b'chol moishovis, that is not an obstacle. Oidu me chad hoyul amrinen, trei hoyul loy amrinen. You don't say trei hoyul. That means in order to be machshir this matzah, you have to make two cheshbonos. One cheshbon is that the chale, since it's a zaitike sibbe, it's at chale tznechel b'chol meishoves. Besad maise sheni tznechel b'chol meishoves. No, the combination of chale with maise sheni, that makes the maise sheni na nechel b'chol meishoves, that's not mekalkel, because the shame aiser is nechel b'chol meishoves. That's one cheshbon you have to make. You have to make another cheshbon that lekuach shouldn't be a chesoron, because if the shame aiser is not a poisel in matzah, so lekuach is zicher not as chomer as maiser, so zicher shouldn't be a poisel. You have to make here two cheshbonos. So memela maybe chat hoyel amrinen, trei hoyel loy amrinen. Achoyne mutzen sich sehr stark, why you shouldn't make two cheshbonos, what the shayla was. Aber Omar Rove mistavre shei maiser chatu. Rove says that al kafonim lahalocha we understand. Rove says that there's no nafkamina, lekuach, chale. It's called that maiser is nechel b'chol meishoves. Zogt Rashi, lekuach bekesel maiser sheni b'Yerushalayim, kedosiv nesata kesel b'chol asher tava nafshech. Valibe der Rabbon und der Pligilet Rabbi Yudah, v'omri lekuach bekesel maiser shenit moivte, Talime le mitzvahs pidyoni, des adin pidyon afilu bar lekuach, leiti boiloch. Da'af ogav da'ach chale lesla hete b'meishoves. D'chol zman sheloi nitmo, ein lo p'tiye b'Yerushalayim. U'mi shenitmo, shemein lo hete rachilo, d'chali, afiloch imrinin hoyo bilo lekor lo shem, avu lo hete b'meishoves. If it wouldn't be chale, it would have hete b'meishoves. Ha'idei tu medinofik bo, af b'Yerushalayim. The Novik Bab Yerushalayim Ashtanami Novik Kedemorim B'Maisa Gufe. So that's according to the Rabbonon, there's no Shaila. Lekuach has a Din Pidyon. So Memele, so just like by Maisa Sheini, there's no Chesoron of Chale. Uadin, there's no Chesoron of Chale by Lekuach. But according to Rabbi Yudit, it says Yikov, call Lekuach, because the Maisa Sheini Shenitmo, Mishum Dekli Shekdusho, so Vulei Olam Lemitzvah Spidyoine. Binami loy kor lo shem chala az also le have le het be my shabbos. My, mi amrin in hoyel vi lav le kuach. Kloima. Hoyel u maiser sheni gufe. Da osi hai mach mose. Ma doch maiser sheni alone. If it wouldn't be le kuach. And this, the whole kedush is because of maiser sheni. Vi kil hai mine. Le kuach is kill then maiser sheni. Nafkine be matzah didei. This le het be my shabbos e day tumem. The last lay hetter, I lekuach doesn't even hetter b'chol meishoves lav chumri legabe al kulahu mishum loy olam lemitzvahs pidyoine hilkach loy chomer kedemikorim. So memele there can't be the shame maaser sheni by lekuach cannot be more chomer than maaser sheni alone. Be'i mishum dechalahu b'lav lekuach nami less by hetter hanami neima hoyu lachina hoyu bilu lekor al Hashem b'loy lekuachu. So memele wouldn't have been lekuach. Yeah. I do my chat hoyel amrin. To go in chalas, maise, goof, loy nafkebal de hoyel. Loy korel Hashem, inami chulin shal lekuach, loy nafkebal de hoyel, vilav lekuach. Hosam amrin en hoyel vishori. Avul chalas lekuach, the boy trei hoyel, loy amrin. Vim toim affect rashi, bechalas, maise, goof, affect rashi, every chalas, maise, nami trei hoyelik. hoyl vi le karol Hashem, va hoyl vi imitma poriklo. If it will become tamei, it will be able to be paid it. So that's another. Every chalas ma'isa, you have two hoyls. Mislehet ba mashavitz zot Rashi ochel lo karinon hoyl. Dova shiyesh biyodoy lasis ligrim lo tumem miyado porik. Kol she biyodoy lavke mechusa ma'isa. This is not a lumdus of hoyl, since it's biyodoy to be metamed. So memele, so that's like ilo, it's tummy already. That's not hoyl. Hoyl we need hoyl if it wouldn't have been chala, hoyl if it wouldn't have been lakuach. Mistavre shem meiser chadu b'chihecha de nofik b'meiser gufei nofik b'chalosa hil b'shem chala loy nofik ba'alme michlal matze v'nofik dami b'chalosa lakuach lo mikoich meiser bo v'loy machmerin lo mino. Zog taisus abidu oima yikover. Time of Rabbi Yehuda, mishum de dorish kesef rishin v'loy kesef sheni. That is nusata, they can only be paid the kesef once, but you can use it a second time. Lakach einei nifte lakuach toher berichuk mokim. Therefore, if a person bought the mois meiser sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim, he can't be paid that berichuk mokim. For who adin sheni nivde tomei bekiru bakim, who then if it became tomei in Yerushalayim, there's also no din pidyin. Tatavayu michad kro nafkim leisuchal sa'esoi, esucha seichet, you can't carry it if it's far away, you can't eat it if it's in Yerushalayim, and the yod dafke kesef rishim v'loi kesef sheni. Rabbona loy doshi kesef rishim v'loi kesef sheni, besobid lakuach toher nivde berichik mokim, who adin tomei bekiru mokim. How could you say don't say that's a tofu's chomminika? Raimaisa hu nifte, the lakuach ain't a nifte. Lakuach is not nifte, it's not. Halakuach shen nitmo yifte. Nitmo ain, loy nitmo loy. So we're saying lakuach shen nitmo is nifte. And it's only nifte if it became tummy. If it's toyer, it's not nifte. And meiser sheni alone, if it's toyer, it is nifte. V'hainu berichik mokim. T'chi ha'gavne meiser atzmai nifte. And alakuach is not nifte. Bin yinach la'av atofel chomem min ha'ikah. So l'choyre in Yerushalayim, you can't be paid meiser sheni either. Alme, l'kuach l'rabonon nami einoi nifte toyer berichik mokim. So l'chayir, it's not the way I said before. They said according to the Chachamim, if they don't darshan kesef rishon like kesef sheni, so l'kuach toher is nifta berichuk mokim. But tiretzri dahosa mayri midarabonon. There, the Gemara means that what midarabonon, he can only be poide l'kuach, even though we hear in our Gemara l'kuach is nifta, midarabonon, it can only be nifta if it became nitma. But toyer berichuk mokim does not have a het of pdiyah.